Hey, what's up? It's me, William Rodriguez, and welcome to the WR Show. And first of all, before starting the episode, I just want to give two special people a shout out. Nico, if you're listening, here's a shout out for you. And Gene, almost forgot your name. You get a shout out as well. So, thanks for being the two best friends that I have. I don't know if we're best friends, but we're friends, you know, really good friends. Anywho, today's topic is iOS 13. iOS 13 is the newest update from Apple. Whoever owns an iPhone and an iPad, you guys could get iOS 13. Well, some devices, you know how Apple does the Apple device support every single year. Yeah, they're gonna be cutting down a few iPads, including the one that I'm recording this thing in. I might upgrade new stuff, you know, like I already upgraded my Apple Watch. It was really, you know, slowing me down and everything. I got the Series 3 and stuff. So we might get dark mode and other new features, which I really am excited for. I'll tell you more later as the day of WWDC gets closer and closer. We might review some things and stuff, and then after the event, when they announce iOS 13 and every single feature of it, we're gonna be talking a lot more about it if the time comes in and stuff. So anywho, what else to talk in the world? I mean, I really want, here's a heads up, like I said podcast. I'm always forgetting this is a podcast, not a YouTube. The thing which I want to do with people listening to my podcast, whoever's interested in partnering with me, to talk and to be part of the WR Show, please let me know on social media. I got two ways that you guys could find me on Facebook, which is the WR Show. Exactly how you with a capital T, and the, you know, and WR is focused capital. And Instagram, you guys can find me is everything lowercase is the_WR_show_. You guys could find me there, whoever's listening to me, you guys could follow, new followers. I'm dying to know you guys, listeners and stuff. Whoever in Instagram, and on Facebook, please message me and say that you are going to the event, which is the Undiscovered Realm Comic Con on May 4th through the May 5th. Whoever's going, just hit me up on social media and I'll go. I'll definitely go and see meet you guys. You know, just tell me what are you guys gonna dress up or whatever, and just say who you are so I can recognize you guys. You know, if you guys going, I mean, let's say I'm going and somebody be like on Instagram, be like, oh, I'm going and I'm a listener, I'm gonna be going to the event, so I'll be wearing a Deadpool costume, for example, guys. And with a ponytail and stuff. And I was like, okay, so I go to the event, and then I see you with the ponytail, Deadpool. And I see you, and you unmask yourself, be like, oh, I've been a very good supporter of the show and stuff. I really love what you do and stuff. That's an example, guys. It's my over-exaggeration. You know, whoever's gonna go, just hit me up on both of those places. You know, I really want to let you guys know that I'm really grateful for the amount of people that listens to it on Anchor. Let me search it up. You guys been great. I mean, yeah. Wow. 10th place so far. I've been getting on the one from yesterday, the hyper me one. Yeah, you guys are really cool. You know, you guys really killed it. You know, I've been. Wow, the new trailers one. I really got like 20 plays. You know, yeah, on Anchor, there was two, on other places, there were like, 16, so, shout out to you guys on that one, on the one in 10, oh wow. Four people on Apple Podcast and others are six. Yeah, the one from I got eight on the other one like a day ago for the fake family one. So yeah, that was like eight plays. Everything but everything got 14 plays like 3 days ago. The one that I did the, the one that I did the podcast today, that was like 1 minute, 14 place. Wow, you guys were really bummed that I didn't, you know. So the one that I did 6 days ago at the event, like 6 days ago, was 12th place. Now, let me tell you about that one, the one that I just mentioned. The WR Talks episode on that day was actually, I go to church on here in New York, Yonkers, I go to this church in Yonkers, please don't stalk me, please. If you do, I got security, like for real. The deal is that I go to this church here in Yonkers, and I live in Yonkers, of course. That's the city that I live in. I go to this church here in Yonkers, and the event is taking place that day. So I was like, crap, so I announced it on my social media, whoever doesn't follow me or, you know, and be like, okay, I'll say, hey, I'm going to do a podcast, so I'm going to this event in church, and I don't know if either do the event in church or later, so I'm be like, oh, maybe I'll do it later, change of heart. You know, I was like, okay, so I was getting dressed for the event, and the thing was that I wanted to do my podcast really bad, that I went, grab a book bag, put my headphones, my iPad, my chargers, everything, whatever I needed for the podcast, so I got all that, and I really, like, I put it away, and that thing, it was such a big inspiration. My mom got pissed that I wanted to do my podcast during the event. I just couldn't fail you guys, and I love doing this, so I decided to show everybody in the party that I do a podcast. But the background noises I used to hear are in the back of the church. I don't know why there's people in the back of the church. And the event was upstairs, and I was downstairs in the back of the room where the technicians were, the one that controlled the sound and everything. I was sitting in that chair doing the podcast, and you guys could hear the background noise. Now, that was a really cool day, and I would do it again. I you know, that idea was such a cool idea. I can't wait to do it again. There's the other podcast I would usually do it at home or a different place. Actually, to be honest, is at home. The only time that I really like did it is somewhere else, the podcast, was at the church. That was the only time. If you guys want me to do this, in the podcast and stuff, in different place, just let me know. I know you guys love it so much and everything. Well, according to the app and everything. just let me know, and yeah, the thing is, why am I saying the thing is, have you guys heard of, Apple Music lately, though? Well, I think some of you know about it. I do got Apple Music. It's a really cool thing, you know. I that's where I get to, you know, enjoy, my Nicole Scherzinger, songs in there. Not a sponsor. No, it's not a sponsor. I'm telling you right now, it's not a sponsor. Well, Apple Music is getting a new refresh on the new update. That's what they're saying. Or the thing is that they might do more subscription type of thing. And yeah, they actually like. They're gonna do more subscription services that like Apple Music and stuff. And the thing is that it will be like movies and stuff, you know, like Movies Anywhere. Like, you could buy movies, but like you have them. I mean that's technically iTunes, but it's like a app, like a Netflix type of thing, you know, that you could watch all the movies that you want and everything. I think that's going to be either a really cool thing to do. I mean, here's the thing. Apple has people in the board of me, chairmen. And one of them is Bob Iger. Bob Iger is the CEO and president of the Walt Disney Company. And the Walt Disney Company is actually doing Disney Plus, which is a streaming service where you could, you know, a lot of shows and movies are going to be, you know, featured in there. And the thing, the coolest thing is that they're going to have Marvel original shows and Star Wars original shows. And if Apple decides to do that, they're going to be like being against, you know, one of their chairmen, which is Bob Iger, and they're gonna, you know, I don't know how they're gonna do this, but they might do something, maybe almost at the end of this, update, like, the 12.something, whatever, I forgot. Right now, 12.2 is in beta right now with, developers, so, you know, that's a cool thing, and maybe we might have it sooner than we thought. You know, maybe 12.2 will be the last update. I mean, it's been a long time since it came, you know, we have one and stuff, so yeah. Wow, my internet is really slow. I'm doing a speed test right now on my iPhone. And it's like, what the heck is this? It sucks. So, yeah, right now internet is like so a lot. All these sudden. So, let's talk about. See, if I talk about her, then you guys are gonna be pissed because, you know, And the only thing I gotta say is that, you know, is that she's a wonderful person. I look up to her. I know she had the same problems as any other woman would have, you know. And I really, really want to dedicate everything that I do around here to her. You know, how strong she is, how dedicated she is to a lot of her things. You know, she's keep grinding every single time. And every time she does it because she really wants to. Not because she has to. Or maybe that she has to as well. But this is the reason why I want to talk about her in this podcast. Is because, you know, I have pictures. I got to be honest with you guys. Whoever works with me, tomorrow you guys are going to find me creepy that I do this. What I'm about to tell you. I have two alternatives to save Nicole Scherzinger pictures. One is a calculator app that actually saves and hides your photos and your files and everything, you know. And two is when you go to the Apple Photos app, you can actually hide those pictures and it will be in a separate type of thing. And it's not a folder, it's actually like a tab where it's hidden. And those are pictures that you want to hide from the people and everything. So when I do open that thing, no pictures get deleted or anything. So yeah, so I have pictures, I have like a ton of pictures of Nicole Scherzinger in there. Yeah, you guys are gonna find me creepy tomorrow, Gene and Nico. So yeah. the thing is that I admire her and stuff. Sorry for the background noise. My sister, my annoying ass sister, she's talking on the phone on FaceTime with my cousin about something that is not important. Like what I'm about to tell you. Okay, it's not very important. What I'm about to tell you is about Nicole Scherzinger. The thing that I want to tell you is that, you know, I'm going to keep talking about her. Shoot, I don't care. If you guys don't subscribe, it's because, you know, I talk about her a lot and stuff. And I don't care because if I want to talk, I could talk about her whenever. And then if I'm talking to myself, then fine. Maybe she'll find a way to hear my podcast about her and stuff. So this podcast and these episodes and everything are dedicated to her every single time I mention her. Because of her amazingness and stuff. So loves to you, Nicole Scherzinger. And you know, it's been an honor, you know, supporting you. And, you know, I know she doesn't, you know, maybe she will, maybe she won't. But I just don't care if she does or not. But it's that, you know, she's, you're the most, here's my message to Nicole, if you're listening to me and stuff. Nicole, the reason why I talk about a lot about you and that my parents get annoyed and everything, and my sister as well, is because you're an amazing woman. You know, I want you to give me a shout out if anything. I'll give you a shout out every single day, every single time. I'll give you a shout out and stuff. I don't know if you want to give me the shout out and everything, but I just want to say you're an amazing person. You never give up. You will never give up. You know, right now you're working on amazing stuff for this year. I appreciate you. Loves to you. You know, you're my biggest inspiration and stuff. And whoever unsubscribes from this podcast is not your fault. It's their fault. because they don't want to hear me talk about you a lot. That's how much I appreciate you. And yeah, to all my listeners, unsubscribing wouldn't shut me up, because it would like inspire me to do more Nicole Scherzinger stuff, you know. Well, I should be calling the Nicole Scherzinger newscast or whatever. No. I'll call it the WS Show, you know, dedicated to Nicole Scherzinger. So yeah. I don't know if anybody's hearing to my podcast, or they just annoyed that they don't want to hear my voice and anything. But I just want to say thank you for every single thing, every single moment that you're listening to this. You're actually making me a man. A man who wants to do a podcast. That's what I meant. You know, a man to do a podcast. You know, me without a podcast, I don't know what I would do. You know, I mean, I know I'm not that famous, or I'm not famous at all. You know, I have listeners that's all that matters. I have people who listening to me talking about the same thing every single day at the end of the show. And you guys, I don't know whoever sticks with me and stuff, but yeah, you guys are amazing, whoever sticks with me and stuff. Like I said, just follow me follow my both of my pages, I guess. The W Show, you guys already know. I kind of repeat it like every single week or every single day, you know. But yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you and Nicole. A lot of hugs and kisses from me, and a lot of thanks for inspiring me. This has been William Rodriguez on the W Show. I see you guys tomorrow, almost at the same time. I don't know. Right now it's 11. So yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Just next month, officially. And, bye!